Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Patty, images of rubble and video recordings of collapsing buildings in Turkey are dominating social media feeds. KCBS's Chris Ancarlo reports live on what a similar series of earthquakes might mean for the Bay Area. Chris?
Yeah, the shaking would leave thousands of people trapped in elevators, perhaps for days. Water would be cut off maybe for months, and fires would likely burn through blocks of homes.
It probably wouldn't be as dramatic as we're seeing out of Turkey. We don't have the particular building type that's very common in Turkey that, you know, we're seeing those pictures of collapsed buildings. Our building stock is a little bit better.
But Institute for Catastrophic Loss Reduction Chief Engineer Keith Porter says one type of building presents a threat: pre-Northridge welded steel moment frames.
You look at much of downtown San Francisco, all those high-rise buildings built between about 1960 and about 1994, they're almost all this kind of building.
Now, the fix on those buildings, expensive, upwards of $10 million a pop.
Very costly, but, you know, if you think it's costly to repair those buildings, the tab not to repair them is going to be far more. And these buildings aren't going anywhere. They will be there when the next big earthquake comes along.
But is there a political will? That's his question.
It's like we're standing on train tracks and not moving, and there is a freight train coming. Doesn't matter how far away it is, as long as we are not moving, we will be there when that freight train hits us.
Just in downtown San Francisco, nearly 40 such high-rises vulnerable to a severe earthquake like what we just saw in Turkey. Chris Ancarlo, KCBS.
Thanks, Chris. Governor Gavin Newsom calling for a federal investigation into why California's natural gas prices are so high. KCBS's Bob Butler reports live. Consumers are complaining that their utility bills have skyrocketed this winter. Bob?
Yeah, Patty, Brett, how high are bills? Just ask Erica Ralston.
I just got the new one for February, and it is $578, and that's the gas part alone.
Ralston says it was actually higher in December. So what is going on?
This month, there was a fuel adjustment cost because natural gas had a huge price spike because of all the bad winter in the Midwest and in the Northeast.
The Utility Reform Network's Mark Toney is unsure about whether this will make a difference.
It's good that the governor is launching an investigation, asking the federal government to have an investigation as to whether those prices were justifiable. But the real problem is that we have an affordability crisis that is not being addressed by anybody right now.
Tony says the governor, the CPUC, and lawmakers need to come together to find the solution. And just in the last few minutes, Senator Dianne Feinstein also asking for an investigation. Reporting live, Bob Butler, KCBS.
Thank you, Bob. Over a dozen people who were arrested during the 5 days last month as part of a statewide effort to break up a human trafficking ring in Contra Costa County. The Contra Costa County District Attorney's Office says as part of Operation Reclaim and Rebuild, County Task Force partners conducted 8 separate anti-human trafficking operations in the county from January 23rd to 28th. They arrested 13 suspected traffickers and identified 30 survivors.
Oh.
The state of California wants the process of recovering from natural disasters to be less disastrous. KCBS's Jade Hernandez details a recovery plan from the winter storms that may be unfamiliar to some residents.
After California's most recent winter storms, many neighbors are still in the recovery process. So today, Senator Alex Padilla has a reminder for all Californians.
It's important for Californians to know that after this winter storms, not future storms, the storms that have just passed, assistance is available.
The state's insurance commissioner, Ricardo Lara.
We've also worked with the governor and the legislature to change the law, giving homeowners more time. That includes a 60-day grace period after a declared emergency if you are having trouble paying your insurance bills.
Lara also says it means more time to access your insurance benefits because he likens recovery to a marathon, not a sprint.
When you call us, you can talk to a live person. We can review your policy with you and help you understand your coverage. We can also make sure your insurance company is doing the right thing.
And if you'd like to check in with the California Department of Insurance, call 1-800-927-4357. Jade Hernandez, KCBS.
It's a huge effort to count the number of homeless people in the Bay Area. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says now the effort's being complicated even further, with one county doing it on its own.
Homeless advocate Scott Wagers is out on the streets, always looking for the unhoused and how to help.
And I found that there were people that were just kind of living in isolation and in really deep, dark places, literally, you know, living, almost literally living inside of a hillside along the creek bed.
It's hard enough trying to do the point-in-time homeless count that's federally mandated.
What's happening at this point is with the pandemic, there was a year skipped, so it went 3 years instead of every other year.
But now Santa Clara County plans on doing it this year, San Francisco, San Mateo, and Alameda counties next year. That could pose some problems, says Jennifer Friedenbach, director of the Coalition on Homelessness.
You know, these are things that's really important to look at to see if the efforts are working or not, or where we're failing, or particular populations that are getting hit harder by homelessness would indicate a shift that's needed.
In Santa Clara County, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
A new Bay Area crime wave has hundreds of contractors, plumbers, electricians, arborists, and others suffering losses in the tens of thousands of dollars per hit. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports employees have been robbed of power tools at gunpoint and their work vehicles stolen.
Ignacio Becerra is owner of the Oakland Rooter Plumbing Company. Last year, three of his trucks were stolen while his workers were at job sites.
And they walk up real calmly in both situations and threaten our guys with guns and just pretty much tell them, hey, you don't want to die for this equipment.
Contractors and police agencies Bay Area-wide say it's happening in large numbers, kind of like catalytic converter thefts, but on steroids.
The targeting is these sewer camera inspection systems that we carry. And, you know, a package for those are about $20,000 each.
Marin County Arborists owner Ken Bavero says many of his trucks were broken into until he locked everything down.
Inside the beds, I've drilled eye bolts into each four corners, and I run a thick cable through, and I put it through the handle of all my chainsaws.
The thefts are a particular problem in the East Bay.
It's terrible, man. Oakland is seeing an increase in crime.
Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts, and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.